Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have brought with me, brought back to CSE Talk Radio, they're not right here with me, but they're going to be with us today on the air, and that is Megan and Robert Zwirling. Now, if you remember, we had them on before, and we talked about the book that they've written together, and it is basically, remember I say, that visiting with me each morning, each weekday morning, or whenever you join, some of my affiliates join me later in the day, is like sitting around the kitchen table and enjoying a cup of coffee and conversation together. Well, that's literally how they wrote their book, was sitting around the kitchen table and putting notes together and coming up with their ideas with a heart of concern and compassion for this nation and where it's heading. And so I do want to welcome, the name of the book is Vigilance, the Price of Liberty, and I want to welcome both Robert and Megan to CSE Talk Radio today. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Great to be on.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said, great to be back on. Thanks for having us again.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, Robert, I'm going to address you this time, and Megan, you can chime in if you'd like. We've seen an awful lot going on since you were on the last time. See things happening in our nation, and I had a show earlier this week, and I titled it, Have They All Gone Mad? Emphasis on they, because I know some of us still have a little common sense. But I watch these debates, which are a debacle. They're just a joke at some point in time. The commentators, they ask questions, you know, it's like he said, she said, and, you know, it's seventh grade stuff. It really is. And once in a while, they did get on topic, and now we have... Now we have a looming danger over us as we welcome in refugees that many of us suspect and believe are more likely terrorists, at least part of them. And so we have an awful lot of things that we're concerned about. And, you know, it's tough to stay vigilant. It really is. And today I was reading a story, which is American Minute. I don't know if you've ever read the American Minute or not. It comes out every day. It's just a minute in history. And I received it today, but it's actually talking about something that happened on the 22nd. But it was talking about Nathan Hale. I regret that I only have one life to give for my country. What do we as citizens, concerned citizens, I want to call us patriots, but you can get wrapped up in patriotism and forget what your goal really is. But what can we do today? You know, as we look, I mean, we're not being asked to be a spy and get hung if we get caught. You know, the sacrifice we make, not that it isn't great. I know I've made a great personal sacrifice to be here every weekday morning. But the sacrifice we make is so much less than what our founding fathers and such as Nathan Hale had to make. And I won't go into the details of some of the things he did and said in his life, but they were amazing. And but, you know, we say they're amazing. We're looking back, but he was just an everyday guy concerned about his nation. And so he was dedicated his life to that. And to the countrymen. He loved his countrymen. And so staying vigilant is difficult in this day and time. We seem to be so busy. But I do appreciate your book and what you're trying to do with that. And I just wanted to ask you, I know that's not maybe what was in our platform, but, you know, it is hard to stay vigilant. And what would be your advice, Robert, to my listening audience to stay vigilant?
Well, first of all, good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
Good to be back. It actually, your question is perfect, because that's the quandary that every American faces. And I think even the last time we were on, Megan touched upon it, and the point is that it's like being a parent. You have to have time for a parent. You have to have time to love your children. You have to have time to guide your children. You have to have time to instill values in your children. Mm-hmm. You have to take them to school. You have to feed them and clothe them. It is an enormous task to have a family, have children, and raise them with values, raise them in a free society and all those things. There's no difference about being a citizen. Unless we are vigilant, like we are vigilant with our children, like we are vigilant with our families, unless we are vigilant with as a nation, unless we are vigilant as citizens, to know the Constitution, to know what people, the politicians, can and can't do, unless we become informed, unless we talk the talk, which is to understand the power that we have granted the politicians and government. Government will overrun us as they are right now. So the point is, it's not that you don't have a busy day. Of course you have a busy day, but you have to make time. It's not a matter of, I can't say, well, I have, you know, well, the kids, you run around, do whatever you want. I've got other things to do. We can't let the politicians run around and do whatever they want to do. And the only way we can stop, and the only way we can have a well-managed government and demand a well-managed government, is by being vigilant. Vigilance requires that we know the Constitution, which we provide a working knowledge in the book, is that we understand events of our time. You bring a lot of them. You bring a lot of them in your show, and that's what it should be used for, to bring the events of our time, to be cognizant of it, and to talk the talk. Talk the talk of the politicians, going back to Nathan Hale, going back to James Madison, going back to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. If we are truly going to respect them, if we're truly going to live to our founding, we have to be vigilant. In fact, the best quote that I can give you about vigilance, which is in her book, it is from John Philpot Curran, who happened to be an Irish politician, and who said in 1790, just as we were ratifying the Bill of Rights and completing the Constitution, he said, "The condition upon which God hath given liberty to man is eternal vigilance. Which condition, if he break, servitude is at once the consequence of his crime and the punishment of his guilt." That's why we have a lot of things to do in a day, but we still have to be vigilant.
Well, I like the way you put that about being a parent, because, you know, I raised five, and there were times when they would all be sick at the same time. You'd got very little sleep. You got very little rest, but you could not quit. You couldn't say, you know what, I'm done with it. I'm just not going to, you just go ahead and be sick all by yourself. I need my space. You don't do that when you've got children. You have to stay with them and make sure that they're taken care of and cleaned up after the messes and, you know, take their medicines to get them through the whatever they had, whether tummy flu or the other kind of influenza or broken arms or whatever. You know, it all seems to come in multiples when you have children. And you cannot... You have to stay vigilant. You cannot. So putting that to the country right now, we are a country that is very sick. We are a country that's broken. We are a country that's divided. And what I try to do here, and I believe that that's exactly your intentions with the book, is to bring the nation back together. Give people hope. Give them an education. They've got to know their, you know, I don't know my Constitution well enough. I'm very simple-minded, and I think it's pretty simple, and I think the rest of the world tries to make it overly complicated. I don't think it's all that complicated.
That's probably a pervasive belief, though, that it is confusing and complicated, and that turns people away from reading it.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, Megan. We're heading into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. Patriots, citizens, friends, family, we've got to remain vigilant. And Megan and Robert and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're talking about vigilance. We have a book that Megan and her father Robert have written together, Vigilance, the Price of Liberty, What You Can Do Today to Save America Tomorrow. And Megan, as we were going into that break, we were talking about the simplicity, really. I think the Constitution is basically simple. Now we get into all the amendments we've added to it, but we've got, I think basically our liberty was put together pretty simply by our founding fathers, but it wasn't without much sacrifice and vigilance. And you know, I have said before, and we're going to talk about this Constitution, I want you to get into that. I've said before that we have to stay vigilant because freedom is never really won. It's just, you know, there's just somebody always there wanting to take your freedom away from you, whether it's in your personal life or whether we're talking about on a national level. There's always somebody that's ready to take advantage and take something from you. So you have to stay vigilant. You have to stay aware of your surroundings and aware of what's going on, whether it's in the politics or whatever. So, Megan, I want to talk a little bit about the Constitution and how you've helped people with that in this book.
Well, we mentioned before that, you know, people don't have a lot of time. I'm guilty of it in college, you know, think academics, work, it all comes first. And I mean, even when you get out of college, everyone's always busy.
Yes.
And people just don't even take the time to read the Constitution. And what's great about our book is not only do we give you a working knowledge of the Constitution, we break it down. We break down those 18 sentences that you really need to know, give you a table. We also include the Constitution in the back, so it's killing two birds with one stone here.
It's a study guide, basically.
Exactly.
And I know that before we get too far into this, I want to go ahead. You've made a special promotion today for my listeners with the book and for CSC Talk Radio. I want you to explain that to my listeners, how they can get the book and how they can help CSC Talk Radio in the process.
I would love to. Well, on our website, up by tonight, there will be an icon on our purchase page on www.usvigilance.com. That's, again, usvigilance.com. And we're covering shipping and handling and knocking down the price. So it's $19.50 total, all-inclusive for your CSC Talk Radio listeners. And order now, and this expires October 8th, and we'll ship out all of the books at the end of the promotion period.
Okay.
I should add that the other part of that is that for CSC listeners, not only did they get a discount on the book, but CSC participates with us as well. So it's good for CSC. It's good for your listeners. And it helps everyone become more vigilant.
They're giving me a little kickback on this book to kind of help. I'm just going to put it out there. So it's about $2, a little more than $2 a book to CSC Talk Radio. They're helping me out, and I am glad to have any help I can get. And I only promote the things that I think are worth promoting, so I'm kind of stingy with that. I have to be guarded. I only have 1 hour, you know, which is only 5 hours a week. So, but this book, it's put together well. They've done a great job. You know, y'all, how many hours around the kitchen table did you spend? Did you keep track?
Hours on the kitchen table and then hours on the phone.
Lots of coffee, maybe a few brownies and cookies or something.
Oh, yes.
But
go ahead, Robert.
I can tell you it was a 2.5-year effort for us to, from when we started it to when we actually got it published. It was 2.5 years. It was a lot of weekends, nights. And as I said, I think the kitchen table was worn out after that.
The kitchen table's never worn out, not really. Mine's a little wobbly, though. Mine is a little wobbly. Yeah. I kind of need a new one. But it had a lot of legs under it with those five sons of mine. You know, it's they weren't gentle either, I'll just say that. But the vigilance is, you said 2.5 years. There's been a lot of things happen in those 2.5 years. You probably think, oh, I could have put that in the book.
we had a lot of things we could have put in the book. Mm-hmm. But what we did is, again, it's a fundamental book designed to give people many of the things that they never learn in school. For example, schools spend more time on sex education than they do on the Constitution. And so most people don't even know what the Constitution is, how simple it is. And so the purpose of the book was timeless. It's one, to provide some of the principles of the founding of America, some American history. Number two is to give people a working knowledge of the Constitution. Number three is to tell them, here are the problems that plague our nation, and these are real, and they're not going to go away unless we fix them. Number four is to educate them on the media, that the media is loaded, and your listeners already know this, they're loaded with prejudice. But here's how you use the media so that you can be vigilant. And then number five is to give seven solutions to help save America. So it's a end-to-end book that is, we tried to make it as timeless as possible so that people could pick it up at any time and get the education that some of which, or most of which, they're not even getting in school today.
Oh, no, they're not. I'm not sure what they're teaching in school today, but I know that they skip over an awful lot. You know, and there was one time in my life I was thinking, you know, I thought there was a lot of history when I was a kid. Just think what these kids are having today with history. But I think they leave out some of the most important parts, and we've seen what's happened in the last several months with the destroying of the history. They want to take away the Civil War history. They want to take away the flag. They want to, you know, remove Robert E. Lee's pictures. They want to dig up graves. They want to remove it all as if it never happened because it was all bad. Well, you know, we have some dark sides in our history, but that's what makes you what you are. And we've grown from it. I believe we've grown from it. Now, I believe in the last couple of years we've had an awful lot of instigators trying to separate the nation once again. And I, you know, one thing that I was taught years and years ago, that when someone becomes a teacher, one of the first things they're taught is to never label a child. And yet we see that going on in this nation where we're constantly being labeled, whether it's for our color, whether it's for our religion, whether it's for where we live, how much money we make, you know, regardless, you know, whether you're registered Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Conservative, however it is, you know, they're labeling us liberals and conservatives. And you know, when are we going to just be Americans without any hyphens, without any exceptions, just American people that I do believe are exceptional?
I couldn't agree with you more, and that's the whole point of the book, too. It is a nonpartisan book. I mean, the Democrats, the Republicans, all politicians are to be blamed for where we are today. And the idea is, look, if you're vigilant, if you start talking the talk of the Constitution, if you realize that we as people, the people have granted power to the government, and government has wrongfully expanded its power beyond what the people have granted. Once we, and it doesn't have to be all citizens, it just has to be enough citizens. And once that dialogue begins, then it becomes self-fulfilling. We start taking back the things that have been egregious. We start getting control of the government, and we start going back to what it was intended to be, which is a limited, well-managed government. And these are the things that we try to convey in the book. And Megan has some of the funniest and most outrageous examples to get your blood boiling if you need motivation about some of the things that the government does to us to waste our money.
Oh, I know. And, you know, I think that was kind of, I can't remember exactly what it was that made me title the show on Monday or Tuesday, Have They All Gone Mad? But it's, you know, everything that you hear and see. And, you know, you talked about the media. You know, they have a propaganda, and they're obviously biased. And I'm talking about all of the mainstream media. And, you know, I guess I'm biased. I have an agenda, and my agenda is to try and get this nation pulled back together as a family, to try and get it back under God, to try and get back under the Constitution, to try and start, you know, showing a little love to one another instead of all these labels. But it's not just in the media. We're getting ready to go into another break here. But it's not just in the media, and I'm certain Megan knows this as well. But you see it in the sitcoms. You see it in the movies. It is all over the place trying to brainwash. It's the only word I can think of. Trying to brainwash the American people, and particularly the young people. And anyway, we're going into a break. The phone lines are open. We're going to tell you again how to get the book when we come back. 877-895-5410. I highly recommend this book. I truly highly recommend this book. 877-895-5410. And Robert and Megan and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Robert and Megan Zwirling. It's a father and daughter. I started to say father and son. Sorry, Megan. That just comes out of my mouth because I had all sons. Father and daughter team that wrote the book, Vigilance, The Price of Liberty, What You Can Do Today to Save America Tomorrow. And I said I was going to give the information on the book again, but I wanted to actually visit with you, Megan. When we were going into that break, I was talking about the agendas in the movies and in the sitcoms. And, you know, Robert, I said something about labeling the people. They have an agenda, you know, in the sitcoms particularly, and they do it in the movies as well. They always portray the man as being the dummy. And, you know, belittling men in this nation as leaders of the family. They belittle the family structure as we know it, and or as we believe in it. And they will take even the cartoons, Megan, I've noticed, and I like them. I like some of the cartoons, but it'll be the female that's the hero, not the male. And even in the latest one with Frozen, that's the way that one was portrayed. And I liked Frozen. But I can see the agenda where, you know, they're not just trying to, they're trying to put a message out. And, you know, and these same people that are doing these things that are at least cheerleading on on these things are people like those women on The View that attacked this young nurse in the beauty contest, as if they didn't have a clue what nurses do. Now, I take a little offense to it, not because I'm a nurse, but my mother was a registered nurse, and she took her patients very seriously, and she cared deeply about each one of them. And, yes, she had a stethoscope of her own. She didn't use a doctor's stethoscope. And, yes, she had her own uniform. In fact, my mother, she wore her hat. You know, they have a particular hat from the whatever college or university they graduated from, nursing school. And she took that very seriously, always wore her hat. And she had her own blood pressure cup. I mean, she was a good nurse in her day when she was able to do that. She's passed on now. And so these people on The View that haven't got a clue, you know, here they are. They're all about women's rights and Planned Parenthood. That's for the women. And then they do something like this. They really don't understand mankind. They really don't understand women or men. That's my opinion, Megan. What do you think?
Well, I think definitely going back to all the influences and the subtle or not subtle messaging, it's definitely there. And a lot of people don't even recognize it. It's just that's how it should be. And I think it speaks to how we've drifted from the family idea and family values. And everyone has a different family structure, different interactions in their family, and that's something to be celebrated. The differences are great. But what is consistent throughout a family structure should be love, support, and teaching one another. Making sure civics are taught to parent to child. Discussions are had between parent and child or children. I know when I was growing up, I mean, politics were always talked about at our kitchen table. I was always welcome to my opinion and to argue what I thought was right. But it had to be supported by facts and reason. And a lot of times people don't even support what they say, let alone supported by opinion, fact, reason, whatever it may be. It's this is it because this is what I think and that's how it's going to go. And a lot of that is due to the kind of this crumbling of the family unit.
Well, and the agendas are there are many. I mean, whether it's the labeling or how they perceive a man and a woman or the family structure or even how they get their message across, those who believe in the earth worship and, you know, this and that taking place and social issues. They get those in there trying to get their point across. And I can see these things in these movies, and I like to watch movies, and I like to watch sitcoms. They're kind of my escape. But I can see the agendas that are in there, and I can overlook them because I'm pretty grounded in what I believe. But other people are not. And they can be swayed and influenced very easily. And because they don't teach the Constitution, because they don't teach our history anymore of the Founding Fathers and the sacrifices that they made and the vigilance. I mean, when we talk about vigilance, Robert, thinking about what our Founding Fathers went through and how much they were willing to give of their time. Now, we were talking about, and Megan admitted, you know, busy. We are busy. Do you think they were less busy? Do you think they had less to do? I don't think so. I think they did things differently. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have the industries that we have now. They had to do their farming a little bit more by hand. But I think they were busy.
Oh, that they were. Forming a nation, fighting a war.
And still raising families.
And still raising families, all of that. And again, it goes back to the time. Your time never. Their time is our founders. And to your point, the sacrifice. Mm. Listen, when they, as you know, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, I think it's the last line of the Declaration. They all pledged their lives, their honor, their sacred honors, and their fortunes to this endeavor, which was treason, and the penalty was death. So talk about sacrifice. I mean, this is what they were doing. And if you don't believe in divine providence, they did because how else were they going to win a war against the greatest military power at that time on the face of the earth? A ragtag little nation was going to take on at that time the mightiest country in the world, Great Britain. And so talk about it. Talk about sacrifice. Talk about the level of effort that it took. These were the men that that did all that. And then you fast forward to your point today, how men are essentially superfluous in movies and television. You really don't need them. They're kind of like bit actors. And even if you go to President Obama's back in his first term, I think he had his cartoon Julia. Julia was this mythical being who was taken care of, a woman who was taken care of cradle to grave by the government. There was never a mention of a man in her life. There was never a mention of family. In fact, family is what is family today? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it two men? Is it five men? Is it three girls? I don't know. We're told to be, we've been substituting social issues for political issues. And those are part of the problem of when we diverge from vigilance, when we take our eye off the ball, and we let politicians, instead of the people, control the agenda.
Well, and the breaking down of the family, we can see what that's doing to this nation. And I have said before, strong families make a strong nation. Our families are weak right now. They're not independent. They have to be dependent on somebody, whether it's unwed mothers or unwed fathers. There's a few of those out there, too, that are trying to raise children. And it's or without a partner, without the other spouse. I want to read something here when we talk about the sacrifice and the heart. You know, you talked when as we started out, we talked about some of the corruptness and the, you know, how they're just wasting. They're just waste the money. And here they are. They're wanting to have more money, you know, and they're debating. They haven't balanced a budget in I don't know how long, and they're not going to because they don't want to. But I wanted to share this, and we're going to go into a break here. I wanted to share this with you, and I'm going to wait till we come back because it's too important not to share. It's something that was written in the Exus Journal about Nathan Hale. And I wanted to read that because I think that it is indicative of what we should be doing as vigilant citizens and patriots. As we see what's happening, it's not enough to talk at the coffee shops. It's not enough just to talk about politics at the kitchen table. We need to be willing to make a sacrifice and be vigilant. We're going into a break, and we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csetalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csetalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send
2495 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send 2495 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 and request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been visiting today, and it's just been a pleasure to visit with both of you, Robert and Megan Zwirling. It's a father and daughter who've written a book together to encourage, give hope, and to educate Americans who are really concerned, deeply concerned about what's going on. It's not enough for us, and I tell my listeners this frequently, to just complain and talk at the coffee shops or over the breakfast table or the kitchen table. Although those are somewhat enjoyable, that's not enough. That's not going to fix things. So I want you to take serious consideration to order this book, Vigilance, the Price of Liberty, What You Can Do Today to Save America Tomorrow. We have our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to be thinking of. I don't want to look at my grandchildren and tell them one day and they say, what happened to my freedom, and say, I don't know. I want to be able to tell them the truth that I fought for it. And I hope that they never have to ask that question. But this is what I was going to share with you, Robert and Megan. This is the Essex Journal, and it's stated of Nathan Hale, and this was back in 1777. At the gallows, he made a sensible and spirited speech. Among other things, told them they were shedding the blood of the innocent, and that if he had 10,000 lives, he would lay them all down, if called to do it, in defense of his in defense of his injured, bleeding country. We right now have, and I don't know if I can do this, say this without bawling, we have an injured and bleeding country right now. Now, liberty is scarce. We think we have it. We think we have freedom. Don't pay a tax here and there and see what happens. You have to buy a permit or a license to do everything. We got arguments now over marriage licenses. I don't remember in my day, but I remember hearing others talk about they didn't used to even have to have a license. That's something the government came up with, and now they got revenue from it. You know, so I'm thinking they're just taking more advantage, trying to get more revenue. They don't really care about the family situations. But we do have a bleeding and injured country, don't we, Robert?
That we do, and let me kind of follow up with something that I think puts an exclamation point on what you read. We have a passage in toward the end of the book that quotes George Washington, who says, "The preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the Republican model of government are justly considered as deeply, perhaps as finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people." Hmm. This was George Washington. And here we are today. And as you said, our country is broken. It's not unfixable. And that's part of what we try to provide, is an education and solutions. But it is broken, and we need to become vigilant again. We need to understand our founding principles and our founding document, to restore many of the liberties that we've lost. I had a comment from actually my sister, who had read the book, and she said, I don't know that I changed my political views, but I can tell you this, I'm certainly thinking about things far more differently now, and I see how much liberty that we've actually lost. So these go all dovetail into the things that you were saying before about the sacrifices that have come before us, and how we must what we must do today to assure that my daughter, your children, Bethann, have liberty and have the opportunities that we've experienced today. And Megan is a perfect example of that.
Absolutely. You know, Megan, it would seem that we've been willing, because of the lack of education, because if you talk to somebody and they start telling you this is what they think and that is what they think, we've traded emotions for liberty. And I think you've probably seen that in your college education. Did you witness that amongst people? I mean, even when we talk about politics, they'll be making their decisions and what they think we should do based on emotions rather than liberty.
Oh, yes, definitely. Not just at the college level. It doesn't matter how high up or how low you go in the educational system. Emotions have taken the place of fact. That I believe, I feel this way. That's why I believe it. Like, well, I mean, you can believe in, you know, a divine idea. You can believe in, or you can have faith in someone. But when it comes to a political discussion, you really have no basis. And we need to be able to agree on a set of facts first and then have a honest political discussion. And I think that, with that, we will see much more progress, and I think this broken nation can fix itself. And this book and this movement of Be Vigilant, Be Free that we talk about, and that has been inspired by the book, is not necessarily to change political views. Just like my aunt, she may not change her political views, but she's definitely thinking about it more and thinking about it in the right sense. That, okay, what does the Constitution say? What does the federal government have the power to do? Mm-hmm. What are my liberties that are being taken away from me because I'm not vigilant?
Well, and we have to stop and think, too, what is the common sense in our emotions and our feelings? Feelings are quite real. We all have them. And we all have compassion for those that need help. And one thing that Alexis de Tocqueville had said, and I can't give the quote exactly, but one thing about America that makes her great is that she tends to go back and she fixes her mistakes. She learns from them and she fixes them. And, you know, I'm concerned about that. And I think that's what your book is going to do. It's going to give people hope. We have to understand where we've come from and the Constitution, and then put that, parallel that, try to figure that out. I feel this way, but what does this say about it? What is the real answer? And we're about out of time, so I want to give the website again. It's 1950 for the book, and this is until October 8th that we're going to get a little bit for CSC Talk Radio. If you go to their website, and you'll have an icon, right, that says CSC. So just go to usvigilance.com. Go ahead. I'll let you do it.
Oh, it's actually already up at usvigilance.com. And on our purchase page, At the bottom, you'll see the CSC Talk Radio listeners buy your copy of Vigilance, the Price of Liberty here, and just click on the Buy Now button.
All right. I'm going to throw that out on Facebook so everybody can see it there, too. Thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you, Robert and Megan, for your vigilance and for your concern and love for this nation. I appreciate it so much. I know you've sacrificed a lot to do this book. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Folks, it's going to take all of us, every single one of us, Megan and Robert and Beth Ann and you, your neighbors, your family, your friends, your church members. We've got to come together and bring America home.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.